The Irish government says talk of a European bailout is blarney.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects the United States. Ireland says it's in talks with other European governments about its economic problems. But the government claims it is not negotiating a bailout. Reports are Ireland could need as much as $110 billion to avoid economic collapse. The country is in a debt crisis, and if Ireland can't pay those debts, it could deal a blow to global markets and banks all around the world. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us from London to talk about it. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So Ireland seems pretty adamant that it doesn't need this bailout. Why are they saying that?
Well, the government in Dublin says it can pay its bills. It's not running out of cash. And Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight agrees.
The Irish government, of all the Eurozone governments, is almost fully funded, and they've got sufficient means to finance themselves until June next year. So that until then, they don't need the money.
And there's national pride at stake. The trade and business minister says Ireland must show it can stand alone. He says, we struggled long and hard for independence. We're not going to surrender that independence.
The question, all right, of independence, is that a bigger deal?
Well, the Irish seem to fear that their independence, or rather their freedom to set their own policies, could be at stake. There were reports here over the weekend that behind the scenes, the French and the Germans are insisting on a quid pro quo for any Irish bailout, that Ireland would be forced to raise its corporation tax rates. The French and the Germans feel that Ireland's very low business taxes give it an unfair advantage in Europe in attracting foreign investment. The Irish, however, are determined to keep their low rates. That's how they attracted major corporations like Intel, Dell and Pfizer to set up in Ireland. It's one of the main pillars of Irish prosperity.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Here at home, the Federal Reserve has begun pumping money into the U.S. economy. The Fed says that'll bring down long-term interest rates and help jolt a lackluster American economy. But other countries claim the U.S. is devaluing the dollar and adding to turmoil in the currency markets. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says it's yet another example of the U.S. economy not holding the clout it once did. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
How did the U.S. get into this position?
Well, the U.S. messed up its economy by having a bunch of bubbles. It's overborrowed from the rest of the world. And now, instead of being a huge creditor nation, it's becoming dependent on everybody. And that's a weak position to be in.
Does the Federal Reserve have the same global economic clout that it once had?
Alas, it doesn't. It's in the same position as the country because as the U.S. has declined relative to the rest of the world, so has the Fed. And we're used in this country to thinking of it as all-powerful, and it's not even remotely all-powerful.
Is it because, Alan, of the downtrodden U.S. economy that the Fed is weaker, or is it the other way around? Chicken or egg here, Alan?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I think we could call it a Chegg, where part of the problem is the Fed lowered short-term interest rates to zero to bail out the U.S. economy and the world financial system. But the U.S. economy is still weak, so the Fed is inventing all of these things, including the stuff called quantitative easing that is not going down well in the rest of the world because it's debasing the American currency and running up the price of commodities.
Who's getting stronger, Alan, because of the Fed's weakness and because of the American weakness?
Well, collectively, the rest of the world is getting stronger relative to the United States. If I had to pick winners and this were a sports show, which I guess to some extent I have to do, I would pick China. I would pick Germany, though I'd want to come back in 5 years and see if they were still winning.
Will the economy, the U.S. economy, Alan, ever get its luster back? And when I say that, I mean the Fed as well?
Absolutely. The United States economy will get better and will be lustrous. The Fed will get some of its luster back, but both of them, you have to think of them as like aging ball players. They're still pretty good, but they're not what they were and they're never going to be.
You and your sports metaphors. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Global stock markets are lower at the moment in Europe and in Asia. That's despite a surprisingly good report on Japan's economy today. Tokyo's Nikkei was up slightly on the news. Wall Street Friday, the S&P and NASDAQ each lost more than 1%. The Dow fell 91 points to close at 11,193.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. By Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD, as well as an online savings account and money market account. Learn more at AllyBank.com. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday.
New technology and climate change made it easier to drill for oil deep off the icy coast of Greenland. Now, that country's planning to award permits to oil companies soon, but it wants something from them first. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Eve Troell reports.
A dozen oil companies applied to drill off of Greenland. BP was one of them, but it pulled out after the Gulf of Mexico spill. And that spill got Greenland thinking. We need to protect ourselves from foreign oil companies.
And if they have an accident and go away, it may be difficult for Greenland to come after them.
That's energy economist Gilbert Metcalf. Any company that gets a license in Greenland now has to put up $2 billion to pay for cleanup if there's an accident. That's a first, says Metcalf, and Greenland is risky.
You've got winds over 200 miles an hour up there, Iceberg Alley, a risk for ships that are taking oil out of the area as well as the rigs.
The fee isn't likely to scare off oil companies, says economist Phil Verleger, though it might change how much of the profits they're willing to share.
Companies may offer a lower royalty if Greenland's going to hold on to that $2 billion.
Those companies need years just to prepare to drill. And Greenland will hold on to all that money in the meantime. I'm Eve Troell for Marketplace.
And finally, some researchers in Canada say men are more relaxed when they see cooked red meat. Scientists at McGill University say it could date back to early humans hunting and gathering and then happily eating their catch with their families. Obviously before the in-laws started coming over for dinner. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Cotton futures are hitting record highs this year. Part of the reason for that demand is a group of U.S. cotton growers and importers called Cotton Incorporated.
There were people, I can recall, people back in the early 70s were very, very skeptical of paying this organization to do something.
I'm Bob Moon, making us think twice about cotton, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.